Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, May the 21st, 2020. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. 8:05 this morning, Paul Strelow will join us. We'll talk Clemson recruiting the Tigers since we have last talked. Get to commitments, including last night or yesterday, Bubba Chandler, quarterback from Bogart, Georgia, a former University of Georgia baseball commitment. Who we told you was leaning to Clemson. He commits to the Tigers yesterday. We'll talk about that. Speaking of Clemson, had a news yesterday coming out that the president and provost all are speaking, and they are making plans to reopen the part of the university on June 1st with the expectation of having students back on campus in time for the fall semester to start on time. So that's great news there. Speaking of opening things back up, the NCAA Council has decided to let three sports start back to off-the-field activities starting June the 1st, football among those three. Great news there. Speaking of opening back up, Gene Smith, the athletic director at Ohio State, says that he can see a scenario where they can get 20 to 50,000 fans into the horseshoe this fall. We'll talk about that a little bit as the show goes on. NASCAR last night, I'll be honest with you, I couldn't stay up and watch the end of it. A rain-shortened event, but Denny Hamlin won the rain-shortened Darlington Wednesday night race. The fireworks were earlier where Kyle Busch wrecked Chase Elliott. Apologized. Elliott told him he was number one as he came around the corner there, but NASCAR had a little bit of fireworks last night, so a little personality's coming out. So good stuff there at NASCAR. I think the ratings will be pretty good from Sunday and from last night as well. So they'll go to Charlotte this weekend, 600, the Coca-Cola 600, as we'll have that racing weekend. They have the Memorial Day weekend. We have the Indy 500 this weekend. A lot going on there. There are a couple, actually three lists to get to today on the show. First is the NFL Top 100 Players, and there's some local guys on it. I'll tell you that from CBS Sports. Have a list of the top 25 Power 5 coaches. We'll tell you where the local guys are in that one as well. And 247 recruiting site updated their rankings yesterday. A lot of movement along the Clemson, Georgia, and South Carolina guys in that one. Finally, we'll get into the story that you just don't want to ever have to talk about, but former Oregon signee, defensive back Luke Hill, was arrested or charged with attempted murder. And we'll tell you about that story a little bit later on as well. So, as you can tell, with Paul Strelow, with all the recruiting news, with the opening up news, and with the list, it's going to be a busy, busy show. The producer of this, many other shows here on the station. The most eligible bachelor in the upstate of South Carolina, the Keeper of the Rose, the Mr. John underscore Height on the Twitter world. Thank you, 3424. And as you know by now, our spunky, hanky, panky, cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey, Mr. John Height. How you doing this morning, buddy? How you doing?
Doing well, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
Very good. Hope you had a great day yesterday. What was in store for you yesterday?
I worked for a while, then went and got the head shaved after work.
Oh, how did it go?
I feel like I've lost like 15 pounds. Lost a lot of hair.
How close are we talking here? We're not Slick Rick. Are we just like razor close bubble like through there, or just get it like?
I got a buzz. They put a guard on it. That's not okay. Too incredible.
What number guard are you talking about?
I think it was like a 6 on top, 4 on the sides.
Oh, man, that ain't nothing. I thought you got it shaved.
No. Not all of us are brave enough to be Zach Orr.
Oh, you got a haircut, in other words.
Yeah, I got the ears lowered.
Oh, I did a...
Compared to how much hair I had, though.
Oh, okay.
It was a lot.
Okay. I thought you got the thing shaved off. Yeah. I did a 3 on the side last time. Man, that's a close little buzz right there now.
Oh, yeah.
Getting that thing down there. But anyway, now was it, do people like it? Do people go, my gosh, John, you look great?
I haven't really seen any people except for the lady, and she gave a positive review, so that's really all that matters.
Nice, man. Very, very nice.
She's the one who's got to be stuck being seen with me, so.
Right. Very good.
She likes it. That matters.
Well, she likes for your personality anyway. You're
exactly.
Nice. You're a very nice guy.
Well, there's a reason I'm in radio and not in television.
That's right. I like it. We had a... It was just a rainy day yesterday, man. It rained.
Gross.
All stinking day.
And that's not Drake's type of day.
No, man. He was just bored to tears around here. Now, he always finds something to do. We had a good time there. I had a long 2-hour meeting with Eric Newton yesterday. That was great. Nice. Had a lunch meeting there. That was nice. Went out to lunch. That was awful nice to be able to get out and do that. But besides that, man, we just sat here and played and did the indoor play thing yesterday. So, and then I watched a little bit of NASCAR last night. But just kind of a blah day for the most part. Now, the good news is that Memorial Day weekend coming up, we're going to broadcast today and tomorrow. We're going to have Monday off, though.
Mm-hmm.
A little programming note for you. Tomorrow's show, we're on Legends Friday. Besides Josh Williams and our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report, on Legends Friday, the most recent Hall of Fame class, the former baseball coach Jack Leggett joins us at 8:05 tomorrow.
That'll be good.
Looking forward to that. Where we
number
discuss.
7.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the learning about his youth days and his playing days. You know, he was a field goal kicker. Kicked a 50-yard field goal in college.
Really?
Yes, 50, I think 52 maybe.
And he played at Maine?
Yes, Maine Black Bears.
The Bears.
And his early, hear about his early coaching days, hear about the Western Carolina days. And, and then a really interesting time because he was a head coach at Western Carolina. And had a really highly thought of from Bill Wilhelm here at Clemson. Coach Wilhelm brought him down as the assistant here, knowing that he would take over in 2 years, I think it was. But it turned out to be 1 year because Coach Wilhelm wanted to sneak away rather than have a year-long deal in this thing. So, was that a tough decision? He'd built a good program at Western to be an assistant coach. A coach in waiting kind of situation. We'll ask about that. Also about USA Baseball, where he is now, about his relationships with his players, about what he thinks about baseball moving forward and post-coronavirus and youth baseball and all stuff. So looking forward to having Coach Leggett on with us tomorrow at 8:05, as far as that goes. Hey, buddy, what's on tap for segment 2 today?
We're going to continue our top 25 series. We've been going through CBS Sports. They've been doing an article a day for different teams, the top 25 preseason projections for next season. Today we have at number 11, Brad Sinkus, Auburn Tigers.
I would say I'm trying to think of the Auburn fight song really fast. What's the thing?
Well, it's the one that's kind of similar to ours, or it's the one that's kind of similar to Georgia's.
No, they did the one where Yeah, fly. No, war. Eagle, fly down the field. Da 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 da. They also did the Glory Glory one.
I just felt like the two times I've been to Auburn, anytime the band played a song, I was like, hey, that sounds awfully a lot like Insert School Here.
Da da da. I like this song though. So yeah, looking forward to hearing about the Auburn Tigers, the schizophrenic Auburn Tigers. Coming up. I take it you did not get a chance to watch any NASCAR last night, or were you back glued to your TV being the big NASCAR fan that you are?
I was looking forward to watching it. I was not able to watch it last night.
I'll tell you what
I'll be happened. Watching. Well, I probably won't get to watch Sunday. I'll watch probably next week's midweek race.
It's it was the first Wednesday night event since 1984. It was rain shortened. They started late. Didn't start at 8 o'clock. It's supposed to start at 6 o'clock or 6:30, whatever.
Right.
Originally supposed to start at 7, moved it up because of rain. They had to move back. And then it got canceled out with 20 or shortened with 20 laps to go because of more rain. Red flagged because of that event. And Denny Hamlin ended up winning, which is great for him. But with that said, the big news of the night was Kyle Busch spun out Chase Elliott. And Elliott was... offended, and as he got out of his car and he made the lap around, he flipped the bird to
Kyle Busch. Just telling him, you know, Kyle Busch, you're number one.
Yeah. Kyle Busch tweeted out after the race, I want to apologize again to Chase and his team. I made a mistake and misjudged the gap. I really hate that happened for those guys. I have too much respect for Chase and Allen to do that. Allen's his crew chief, I guess. But he owned up to it. And we've talked about this before, and my question to you about NASCAR coming out of this is, do you need things like this to create interest? The racing,
yes.
Is the racing good enough by itself, or do you need this kind of controversy, this kind of personalities flying out of people, this kind of emotion to get people hooked back in?
I don't know so much controversy, but I think you need emotion. I think you need personalities. Yeah. I mean, you know, personally, I'm not going to tune in because do I want to see the Ford versus the Chevy? That doesn't do anything for me. But I think it's personalities, it's rivalries, it's what we look for. I mean, if you know, to equate it to golf, golf's better when you have personalities, when you have rivalries, when all of a sudden you're watching a tournament, you know, random tournament over a weekend, and all of a sudden you see the Sunday pairing, it's like, wait a minute, we get Tiger Phil?
Yeah.
When we get Rory Ricky, you know, I mean, you know, put some personalities on the tee box here. All of a sudden, you're way more interested in watching that pairing than you were if it was a Jim Furyk and Tiger Woods.
Or Dustin Johnson and Jim Furyk.
Right. Like, you need...
Yeah, you need personalities.
I think if it's an individual sport, you need personalities. Tennis is at its peak and at its best when there are personalities involved.
McEnroe, Borg, Connors, Nastassi.
Agassi.
Yeah, Agassi.
So I feel like you need to have... I think NASCAR needs it. Yeah. However, I will say it felt so... Yesterday felt like a true sports day to me because we spent all day wondering whether the rain was going to impact it. We had a rain delay, and we were just curious and watching the weather all day. It felt like baseball season.
It did. They had it scheduled. They moved it up. Rain moved it back, and then it got shortened. It was like, man... But they got it. They got what they got in. Now... I didn't see the aftermath outside of the bird because I fell asleep before this. But one of Bush's crew members sat between them and the wall, meaning the Elliott crew. And NASCAR eventually ordered everyone back over the wall. It's kind of like a bench clearing brawl kind of thing, but they just cleared. No fisticuffs or anything. 8 minutes later, the race was called. But Busch was greeted by Alan Gustafson. That's Elliott's crew chief. And Busch's former crew chief, when he drove for the Hendrick Motorsport, the conversation between two masked competitors, they had masks on. That might be good because you couldn't read lips that was being said through that. It was like a duel, man. It was like a meet me at OK Corral and let's stand off in the streets and have it out right there. So maybe NASCAR needs that kind of stuff.
Well, Dwight and Andy, I'll be taking my break at 4 o'clock in the parking lot.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. A little Horace Grant and Michael Jordan out there now. So
the Prius is silent under 5 miles an hour. He deserves this one.
Good. It's very, very good stuff. Very good stuff. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to watch Sunday's race, hopefully 600 miles. We'll see what that looks like, see what Monday looks like as well. One other just quick note before we take a short break. I didn't mention this in the beginning. I didn't know if we had time for it maybe later on. I want to get us in now. PGA Tour is coming back, and Lee Westwood was talking about, you know, coming back or not coming back. He says he's not going to leave his home in the United Kingdom to play. He says a two-week quarantine required to play a traveler in the United States with this pandemic. He goes, right now I won't be playing. He goes, not with having to be there for 2 weeks before in quarantine, and then play 2 weeks and then come back here for a quarantine again. He goes, 6 weeks for two tournaments. It's just not worth it. This is a little bit different than some folks because he would have to go back and forth. He's trying to play both tours. I get that.
It makes a ton of sense.
I don't blame him. You know, the original headline saying it's not worth it to come play. That's different than the Snell guy with the Rays, you know, saying, you know, it's not worth it me to make millions of dollars come out and pitch like this. This is because of, you know, the two-week quarantine here, two-week quarantine there for the two-week sandwich in the middle and going back and forth. I understand what Lee West was talking about here.
And he has, you know, wife and kids over there as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't want to jeopardize them either by doing international travel.
Right. Like, she can understand that.
Absolutely.
So, and we'll see what the rest of the European contingent does. And we'll see what that will affect, though, really, is we won't have a British Open this year. But those guys, I guess, will come over 2 weeks before we start that stretch where we have the U.S. Open, the PGA Championship, and the Masters and all. So I'm sure they'll make it for the majors. What he's talking about is he's not going to play in the Heritage, not going to play in the June 11th Charles Schwab event down at Fort Worth because of going back and forth through all that. So makes a lot of sense. We'll see there. All right, segment two coming up. We're talking about Auburn and the schizophrenic fly down the field, War Eagles, when we come back. Hey, the health there wants you to know that right now in this time, they are doing their best to make sure that everything, all your questions are answered. If you have any questions, now's the time to call 1-877-IDARE-ME. There's a buy one, get one free still going on right now. They want to help you at the cellular level. There's consultation. There's face-to-face consultation over the phone. There's Zoom consultation. They can meet with you doing these kind of stuff. What we're talking about is the health there. And this idea that this free consultation, this virtual call, is going to answer a lot of these questions. If you're over 55, you have type 2 diabetes, if you have sleep apnea, if you have obesity, high blood pressure, cholesterol, you can blast this belly fat, this dangerous belly fat, and help your immune system. Don't worry about the consequences of it. If it doesn't work, you get your money back. 1-877-IDARE-ME, or you can go to idareme.com. We'll take a break, segment two, and John Hite right after this. Hey, Tiger fans, have you heard that Lakeside Lodge Clemson is officially open? Lakeside Lodge is a one-of-a-kind condo hotel with the best resort amenities and unbelievable views of both Lake Hartwell and Death Valley. Whether you're looking for an upscale short-term stay or you're in the market for a none of the stress but all of the comforts of condo ownership, Lakeside Lodge is the perfect place for you. To find out more, go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Flattening the curve has quickly become a new buzz phrase in our daily lives. At JanPro of the Western Carolinas, their goal is to help your business stay ahead of the curve by ensuring a safe and clean environment for your customers and your employees. JanPro of the Western Carolinas performs a thorough evaluation of your business and then goes to work with infection prevention in the following manner. Using EnviroShield, an electrostatic disinfectant spray, performing deep cleans at your business, using hospital-grade disinfectants, utilizing cross-contamination prevention, cleaning with flat mops, and installing HEPA filter vacuums, which trap nearly 100% of particles. Infection prevention is what JanPro of the Western Carolinas is in business to do for your business. Call 864-458-3053. Be prepared, gain knowledge, and move forward with JanPro of the Western Carolinas, 864-458-3053.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you gonna do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/discount and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/discount for an additional discount. lightstream.com/discount.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/discount for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories, $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Has this ever happened to you? My friend was telling me about his new pair of headphones, so I looked them up online. Now, everywhere I go is a creepy ad for those headphones I looked at one time. I hate that feeling like I'm being watched. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
More live local sports than cars on Clemson Boulevard. You're listening to The Roar.
Hit me with the horn, 20! Keep making noise! Keep making noise! Yeah!
Welcome back. Glad to have you have you with us. Priority One, actually is the largest privately owned and operated company in the state of South Carolina. How about that? One of the top 25 security integrators in the country and in over 18 states right now. You're going to love that. Locally focused, community involvement. They have the no false alarm guarantee, the alarm video verification. UL certified central monitoring system, IC certified installation company. These people are awesome at the technology end of it. The video alarm system, the total control app, the Ring doorbell service they have. We love what they're able to do for us. It's our friends at Priority One. We've had it at our home. We have it at our station there. So love for you to be a part of it. Check them out online for your industrial, your commercial, and your residential applications for making your family, your company, your employees, your customers safe. It's PriorityOneSecurity.com. Priority, the number one, Security.com. Segment two with Mr. John Hite.
Mickey, Auburn's 2019 season was a roller coaster of epic proportions. Regular season started off with Bo Nix in his first ever college game, tossing a last-minute touchdown to Seth Williams to top Oregon, and concluded with a win over arch-rival Alabama in the Iron Bowl. Losses to Florida, LSU, and Georgia in between prevented the Tigers from contending for the college football playoff, and an Outback Bowl loss to Minnesota left a sour taste in their mouths heading into the offseason. There is hope, though. Nix and Williams are back. The linebacking core should be one of the best in the country, and other SEC West contenders have more questions and holes to fill than Coach Gus Malzahn's Tigers. Consistency has been a problem on the Plains, which needs to be rectified if they are going to get back into the national title picture. Doing a quick 2019 rewind, they finished number 14 in the country, winning the Iron Bowl and losing 31-24 to Minnesota in the Outback Bowl. Stud defensive linemen Derek Brown and Marlon Davidson kept Auburn in every game last season, but the offense couldn't do enough against top-tier competition. With the two stars gone off the defensive line, the onus will likely shift to Nix and company to lead a potential charge back to the top of the SEC West. Obviously, they have lost two top defensive linemen, a first-round top-10 pick in Derek Brown, second-round pick in Marlon Davidson. They lost several defensive backs, as well as four or five starters on the offensive line. As well as running back Whitlow, their leading rusher the past two seasons, has entered the transfer portal. Coming back, though, they do have Bo Nix, the sophomore, threw for 2,542 yards, 16 touchdowns, and 6 picks in his first season as Auburn starting quarterback. Earlier mentioned wide receiver Seth Williams. Came back. He had 59 passes for 830 yards and 8 touchdowns as a sophomore. The 6'3", 224-pounder should be one of the top wide receivers in the country this year. They should have one of the better linebacking cores in the country with K.J. Britt, Zacoby McClain, and Owen Popo. And Returning is a multiple-year coordinator down there, Kevin Steele, on the defensive side of the ball, as well as bringing a new coordinator, offense coordinator Chad Morris. Clemson fans should be very familiar with both of those gentlemen. They also brought in running back Tank Bigsby, 6'2", 210-pound true freshman. Was the highest-ranked member of Auburn's 2020 class. He should provide plenty of help in the backfield. Looking ahead at their schedule, looking at some critical games here, the first one being Week 2 versus North Carolina and Atlanta. The quarterback battle between Nix and fellow sophomore Sam Howell should be one of the best matchups of the first month of the season. Week 6 at Georgia. The Deep South's oldest rivalry got moved up the schedule and will be a massive SEC game that could have an impact on the national title race. Week 12 versus LSU. LSU game got moved back and Auburn scheduled to accommodate Georgia's move up. A key SEC West game during the final week of the regular season should be extra spicy. And then week 13 at Alabama. Who doesn't love the Iron Bowl? The Crimson Tide will be looking for revenge after falling at Jordan-Hare Stadium last year. Looking ahead to 2020, it says Auburn has plenty of question marks to address, including offensive line, and defensive backfield. But the lack of stars at the quarterback position will give the Tigers more than a puncher's chance to win the division as long as Nix takes a step forward and avoids a sophomore slump. Whitlow's absence shouldn't be too much to overcome thanks to the trio Auburn will have under center. The key will be up front. Auburn's going to have to grow up in a hurry on both sides of the line of scrimmage. Otherwise, there might be instances where too much is thrust upon Nix's shoulders. No matter what happens, it's a critical year for Malzahn. The hiring of Morris and the wide-open SEC West means there's a wide-open window for the talented Tigers to walk through.
I think it's not that wide open because what's going to happen with Alabama is going to be better than them, and they've got to go to Alabama. Alabama's going to win that.
Yeah.
Schedule is difficult. Make no mistake about that. Not only do you get, you know, the North Carolina early, like you talked about, at Georgia, A&M at home, LSU at home, and at Alabama, it looks like a 9-3 kind of deal for me. The Gus Malzahn, the years there have just been this topsy-turvy, 12-2 down to 8-5, 7-6, 8-5, 10-4 down to 8-5, and then 9-4 last year. You know he's lost at least four games every year. In the last 6 years, he's lost at least four games.
Except for the year he went to the title game, right?
Well, the first year we went to the title game, that was 7 years ago. So that was his first year. Since then, five losses, six losses, five losses, four losses, five losses, and four losses.
Wow.
It just feels like another four loss, doesn't it? Like
easily, yeah, for sure.
And then a typical of who Auburn has been is what happened at the end of the year last year. You, in one of the most exciting football games I've ever seen, they beat Alabama. 48-45. If you remember this one, John, have you seen a better football game than this? Remember this, in that second quarter, it was 7-3 at the end of the first quarter?
Yeah.
In that second quarter, Alabama scored, I'm looking at it now, Alabama scored 10 minutes to go in the first half to go up 10-7, all right? And then Auburn kicks a field goal to make it 10-10 with 7 minutes to go. And then Auburn intercepts a pass 2 minutes later, a minute and a half later, 17-10. They kick off to Alabama, Waddle returns it for a touchdown, 17-17. Then a minute later, Henry Ruggs gets a pass from Mac Jones, 24-17. With a minute to go in the half, Auburn scores to make it 24-all. Then Jalen Waddle gets a 58-yard pass with 33 seconds to go in the half to go up 31-24. And Auburn, with no time on the clock, kicks a 52-yard field goal to make it 31-27. It was 10-7 Alabama with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. And it was 31-27 Alabama at halftime. Really,
vintage
in the last 5 minutes.
Steele. Vintage Kevin Steele.
There were one, two, three, four, five. There were five touchdowns and a field goal in the last 5 minutes of the first half. They were going back and forth. And it was Auburn that pulled it off, 48-45. So you're thinking, great, man, we win this game. We're 9-3. We're going to the bowl game. We're going to play Minnesota. It's going to be awesome. And then they laid an egg against Minnesota. I mean, they just came back and laid an absolute egg against Minnesota and got beat. And so you can't have it both ways, man. You can't beat Alabama and then go lose to Minnesota. But that's who they have been. There's no shame in losing to Florida, losing to LSU. They played great against LSU down in Baton Rouge.
They played LSU better than anybody did all season long.
And they played pretty good against Georgia in a not a great game, but a 1-point loss at home. A 7-point loss.
I mean, it sent offense back a few years that game, but
it did. And you beat Oregon to start the season out. You beat A&M on the road. But this is typical Auburn, man. It's up and down and up and down and up and down. You just don't know. But that's what it looks like to me, too, now for this 20 season. Can you see them coming out looking great against North Carolina?
Yeah.
And then upsetting Georgia, and then the next week losing the home to A&M or losing at Mississippi State?
Oh, absolutely. I can see them putting everything they have into that Georgia game and then just laying an egg next week against A&M.
Can you see them like beating LSU at home and then the very next week going to Alabama and getting dusted?
I could see it the other way as well. I could see Miles Brennan lighting them up. With rivalry games, a lot of the home field stuff, you kind of sometimes have to throw out the window. You kind of have to throw a lot of things out because they just get so weird and bizarre. I think Alabama will win, but I'm saying because of how unpredictable Auburn is, I could very well see them just laying an egg against LSU and playing either a close game or winning against Alabama. I think it's just more of the unpredictability of what Auburn presents.
I'll tell you this. I don't think there's any chance in the world they win in Tuscaloosa. As a matter of fact, they hadn't won in Tuscaloosa since 2010. But with that said, I think Alabama is so disturbed by what happened last year. And it's going to be an ambush in Tuscaloosa this year. Auburn wins in Auburn. Auburn's won 3 of the last 4 in Auburn. But they've lost, 1, 2, 3. They lost 4 in a row in Tuscaloosa. Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that stat, but that's...
Yeah, they don't win in Tuscaloosa. You know, the thing about the Auburn-Alabama series that is crazy is that as dominant as Alabama has been in the SEC and as dominant as Alabama has been in the, on the national scene,
mm-hmm.
they only lead the series 46-37-1.
Really?
46-37-1. And as a matter of fact,
there was a whole documentary talking about how Auburn's just so slighted.
Yeah.
They only down 9 in the series. The 2020s. This is the year Auburn ties it up. This is the decade. This is it right here.
No, there's no way.
Oh, yeah. This is 2020 is the decade of Gus Malzahn and his sweater vest. And
not happening.
Chad Morris has his visor on. Kevin Steele's over there doing God knows what, but... They're going to pull it off, and they're going to make it happen.
In the last 18 games, Auburn is 10-8 against Alabama. Isn't that crazy?
I have a feeling against, like, everybody Auburn's 10-8 in the last 18 games.
Yeah, but, to win 10 and to have a winning record against Alabama?
Yeah.
Auburn, man, you go back to...
Because Tommy Tuberville, and granted, that's been several years now.
Well, Pat Dye, too, a little bit.
Yeah, Pat Dye.
Started in the 80s.
Had his number against them, which I believe he was contracted with coronavirus yesterday, actually.
I saw that.
But I know Tuberville definitely took advantage of those Cadillac Williams, Ronnie Brown, Jason Campbell teams. Because that's when Alabama was trying to figure out if it was Mike DeBose or Mike Price or Dennis Franchione. They couldn't hire a coach to save themselves at that time.
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense.
Auburn is 20-18 against Alabama since 1982. Auburn's had the bragging rights. I mean, think about it. Georgia's dominated Georgia Tech, right? Virginia Tech's dominated right. Virginia. Clemson's dominated South Carolina. When we think about these rivalries across the South, Auburn has, in the last 38 years, Auburn has a winning record against Alabama.
That's crazy.
It is, isn't it? They've done a great job in that series. Now, Alabama... has, let me see, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9. Alabama's 9-4 in the last 13 years. But man,
all those four are in Auburn, right?
Yes. They won Tuscaloosa in 2010.
Oh, with Cam Newton when they made that crazy comeback.
28-27 through all of that.
Man.
And I'll tell you another interesting stat. that Alabama and Auburn going into it, let me make sure I'm right by saying this, going in, this is a crazy stat for you. Someone has been ranked in the top five. Last year, Alabama and Auburn were, Alabama was ranked number five last year. Okay? Going into the game.
Ah, that's right. I remember we were all trying to figure out how they were going to get Alabama in the playoff. That's right.
That was the first year since 2007 that one of the teams was not ranked number one or two in the country.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is insane.
Starting in 2008, Alabama was number one going in the game and they won.
You're welcome, Alabama.
In 2009, Alabama was number two and won the game. In 2010, when Auburn won up there, Auburn was number two. In 2011, Alabama was number two. In 2012, Alabama was number two. In 2013, Auburn was number four and Alabama was number one. In 2014, Alabama was number two. In 2015, Alabama was number two. In 2016, Alabama was number one. 2017, Alabama was number one. 2018, Alabama was number one. And last year, Alabama was number five.
Wow. It's pretty good.
11 straight years of somebody being ranked either one or two in that game. It's crazy to think about what that game means. We were happy when Clemson and South Carolina both ranked in the game, you know?
21 versus 23. Let's throw a parade.
And let me just get that to you, just so look at that rivalry, just to make sure right by saying this. It just hadn't happened. It's something like six or seven times that where Clemson South Carolina both have been ranked.
Wow.
Yeah.
And half of those were the Spurrier versus Dabo days.
Yeah, let me find this one for you coming up. Anyway, just that rivalry, man, that's just been something else.
Would you say that is the biggest rivalry in college football?
Oh, yeah.
More so Michigan-Ohio State?
Oh, yes. Yeah. These people hate each other. These people are, I've never seen anything like this. Well, they just absolutely despise each other. No, that's not, I would say Ohio State, Michigan is up there. But these people live in the same community. So where Ohio State's, you know, Ohio's Ohio State, Michigan's Michigan.
Right.
In the state of Alabama, man, like it's, and there's Alabama towns and there's Auburn towns. Now, Bama dominates it because it's more of an Alabama state than an Auburn state. But there's some towns, there's some pockets in there in eastern Alabama where it's nasty, man. It's nasty. But Auburn has more than held their own in this rivalry, which is a little bit surprising. You know, more
because everyone else in the SEC has not held their own against Alabama as of late.
No.
But Auburn has.
Or even, yeah, even the 60s and 70s. I mean, they just hadn't, you know, Alabama's been dominant through all that. Interesting stuff, buddy. I would expect more of the same for Auburn this year. I think this is another three- or four-loss Auburn team in a regular season. Here's a bottom line for you. If they lose three in a regular season, they'll lose their bowl game. If they lose four in a regular season, they'll win their bowl game. Because, as we know, they have to lose four games, at least four games under Gus Malzahn.
And then we'll spend another offseason of, do we give them a raise or do we fire them?
I mean, it really is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
8-5 after the 12-2 season, which they finished second in the country. 8-5, 7-6, 8-5, 10-4, 8-5, 9-4. That's who Auburn is, man. That's who they have. Some great wins and some bad losses. The other part is they don't win big bowl games because you get time to prepare for the offense. I guess lost the national championship game, that without the playoffs, that was the only bowl game in 13. Lost in the Outback Bowl in 14, lost in the Sugar Bowl in 16, lost the Peach Bowl in 17, and lost the Outback Bowl in 19. The only bowl games they won is a Birmingham Bowl and the Music City Bowl.
Where they, the Music City Bowl is where they just demolished Purdue.
Yeah.
I can't remember the other one, but.
I can't remember the other one either. In the coaches' poll, they've not finished in the top 10 outside that first year under Gus Malzahn. 23rd, 22nd, 12th, and 14th, but not in the top 10 since then. So it's typical Auburn. It's who they are, man. It's crazy. It's the most schizophrenic football program in the country. And it's maddening. It'd be maddening to be an Auburn fan thinking that, man, are we going to be great or are we going to be terrible?
Turns out we're just going to be above average.
I enjoy segment two, buddy.
Thank you.
Well, when we come back, Gene Smith says 20 to 50,000 in the horseshoe. I have stats that I still think we're going to have full attendance at games. I'll tell you why. Hey, our friends at Zero Res and ZeroResGreenville.com, let them take care of you at Zero Res. What they want to do here at Zero Res is come in and clean, make sure you're disinfected, and make sure you feel safe about it at your business and at your home. You know, a lot of your businesses are opening back up now. Get this thing clean and clean right, and get it disinfected and disinfected right. When they come in, they're wearing gloves and masks and shoe covers, and they're washing their hands before and after jobs and disinfecting everything between job sites and all their equipment, everything like this. To find out what they do and how they do it, including disinfecting those common touch services for only $129. There's three-room special going on right now. Schedule your appointment with Zero Res at 558-7300, 558-7300, or ZeroResGreenville.com. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. How many people need to attend college football games, or could attend college football games? We'll talk about it after a very short break.
It's time for another Solid Orange Clemson Classic replay this Saturday at 10 a.m. Relive the second national championship of the Dabo Sweeney era as the Tigers and the Crimson Tide face off in the championship game of the 2019 college football playoff. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, Hartwell Village Shopping Center, Burton Properties, Granger Nissan, Priority Run, Krispy Kreme, and Toyota of Easley. 44-16, the Tigers and the Tide. This Clemson Classic game replay Saturday at 10 a.m. on The Roar.
Great road trips start at State Credit Union, where you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. And with rates as low as 2.24% APR on new cars, this is a great time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey Tiger fans, have you heard that Lakeside Lodge Clemson is officially open? Lakeside Lodge is a one-of-a-kind condo hotel with the best resort amenities and unbelievable views of both Lake Hartwell and Death Valley. Whether you're looking for an upscale short-term stay, or you're in the market for a none of the stress but all of the comforts of condo ownership, Lakeside Lodge is the perfect place for you. To find out more, go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla is urging everyone to stay safe during these trying times. We are open with your safety in mind. Take advantage of 0% for 84 months on all remaining 2019 models and 0% for up to 75 months on 2020 models. Now is a great time to take advantage of 0% for extended terms, big rebates, and stimulus incentives. New, pre-owned, parts, service, or body shop, we have you covered. Online at edwardsautosales.net or visit us in Walhalla. Always save extra with no dealer or dock fee.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and the showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Big Zach's Fireworks in Anderson is having a huge Memorial Day sale now through Monday. Get all your favorite fireworks to celebrate Memorial Day weekend. Big Zach's has plenty of fireworks at their two convenient locations, both right off Highway 85 in Anderson, 4604 Clemson Boulevard, and 4512 Highway 81. Big Zach's carries all the latest fireworks as well as your traditional favorites. Celebrate Memorial Day weekend and light up the sky at Big Zach's Memorial Day sale now through Monday.
At Walgreens, we know summer may look a little different this year. That's why we've made it easier to enjoy the moments you do make with new ways to shop. With shop online and pick up in our drive-thru, or quick same-day delivery on select items with Postmates, you can keep summer going. This week, find great deals like select varieties of Frito-Lay chips for $1.88 and Dr. Pepper 12-packs, 3 for $7.99. Walgreens. Offers valid with card while supplies last. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See Walgreens.com for details.
I'm Katie, a client at the Health Dare. Their coaching team helped reverse my diabetes in just a few weeks. I was so excited. I watched clients reverse the symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and lose crazy amounts of belly fat. They will clean out your pantry, grocery shop, and even cook, and teach you everything they know so you can't fail. If you want to change your life, call 877-IDARE-ME or go to idareme.com. Tell them Katie sent you and get a second program free. Go to idareme.com. I dare you.
Covering our bases on three great signals, 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
Well, it's all.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our friends at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053, 353-5053. I love Harbin Lumber. I love what they did for us here. I want you to know this, that cabinets are really one of the things that we call their installed services where they come in. Wes custom designs and custom makes these cabinets and custom installs them, and man, it just looks awesome. There are some cheap cabinet companies out there. You're gonna get what you pay for as far as that goes. Get the best. Get Wes in there. We have tons of cabinets all throughout our mud room, laundry room, kitchen, living room, bathrooms, walk-in closets. And I'm telling you, we've had zero issues. They fit perfect, look great. It's amazing. It's our great friends at Harbin Lumber. If you're thinking about cabinets, think about the best in the business. Harbin Lumber for over 104 years now. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. John Height. Yesterday, we got word that Gene Smith, the Ohio State Athletic Director, says that he eyes Ohio State games with the potential to 20 to 50,000 fans. They've had several social distancing models to consider having fans in the stands this fall at the Horseshoe. Normal capacity is 100,000. He said with this that we'd hold crowds closer to 22,000 fans and up to 40 to 50,000 fans if guidelines are relaxed. Smith said, quote, we played with that a little bit, this framework as far as how do we start and move forward. We think about what we do ultimately and what we'll be allowed to do. He said, we're fortunate with a 100,000-seat stadium so we can implement the current CDC guidelines, state guidelines around the physical distancing, mask requirements, and all those things in the outdoor environment, and obviously significantly less fans than we're used to. I think it's possible. I feel that we have the talent and the skill and the space and capacity to perform, to provide an opportunity for a certain number of fans to have access to our particular stadium. Of course, that wouldn't be true across the country because of capacity. Right now, the capacity is 102,780. Fourth largest in the country. He said to determine the priority access to limited access available, Smith said the athletic department would first turn to the point system already in place, but would also consider faculty, staff, students, donors, media, parents, and other groups. So we have to look at those and come up with some strategies within the groups. Our point system has held the test of time, so that probably would be one. Then, of course, the parents, the guests of our student athletes and coaches would be a higher priority. We'd come up with a strategy, but we haven't nailed that down. Now, here's my, you know, this is my bugaboo, John. And I know this is something that you just cringe. By the way, how's your skin? Is it crawling right now that I'm going to bring this up? And you're going to
go, no.
Oh.
Not at all.
Okay. All right.
Not at all.
Here's what I'm up against.
All right.
You got mad at Ray Turner for bringing this up. Ray Tanner for bringing this up.
I can't stand why. Ray Turner. That Ray Turner is a real son of a gun, man.
But the point here is that these are contingency plans that they're making.
Sure, absolutely.
Current guidelines.
I have no problem with contingency plans. It's the, you know, kind of taking them as written in stone.
I'm hoping that Gene Smith throws us out there and this thing gets relaxed. I go, oh, by the way, everybody can come. Okay. Rather than everybody can come and then the week of the game go, I'm sorry, only 22,000 are coming.
No, I think this is the way better way to play it, that in May you're talking about how we don't know how many are going to be there. And then it's a pleasant surprise if everybody gets to go.
Remind me of the date again.
Today is May 21st.
Okay. John, let me give you some statistics here.
Love me some statistics. What you got?
In Pennsylvania, Corona deaths over the age of 100 years old are more than corona deaths under the age of 45. There are more deaths over the age of 95 than under the age of 60.
Mm.
There are more deaths over the age of 85 than there are under the age of 80. In Massachusetts, there's been 3,718 deaths of people of 80 or above, and just 2,200 people under 80. More deaths of people over 80. 62% of people have died. They've been over 80 years old. There are only 14% of the deaths in Massachusetts have been people under 70 years old. You're more than four times as many deaths for people over 80 than there are under 70. In Connecticut, now this is the Northeast, man. This is where it's the worst place on earth, right? In Connecticut, deaths of people over 80 is 59%. From 79 to 80 is 41%. And under the age of 70 is only 18%. You're three times more likely to be over 80 is under 70 and die from this. If you're under 60 years old in Connecticut, the people who had it, whatever, just 6.3% of the people that died were under the age of 60. You're nine times more likely to die from it over 80 than you are under 60. Nine times many people over 80 died from it than under 60 died from it. In Michigan, only 22% of their cases, but only 69% of Michigan deaths are people at 70, or I'm sorry, 69% of people that died were 70 and above in Michigan. People under the age of 40, just 5%. You're eight times more likely to die in Michigan from COVID over the 80 than you are under 40. In Illinois, there are three times as many deaths for people over 80 than there were under 60. In California, 79% of the deaths are people 65 and above. The point is that if you are old, if you're over 80, if you're over 75, if you have these pre-existing conditions, you don't need to be at a football game. But if you're under the age of 60, 70, whatever, and you're healthy, then go to a football game. My age group right now in Pennsylvania, okay? 50 to 54. 1.8% of the people, 1.8% of the deaths are people 50 to 54. John, you're 32?
Yes.
From 30 to 34, seven people died in Pennsylvania. 0.2% of the deaths in Pennsylvania were people your age. No one in Pennsylvania under the age of 30 died from it. Why are we going to tell people under the age of 30, under the age of 40, under the age of 50, that you can't go to a football game? Why don't you let those people go? Those people are healthy. Those people are asymptomatic. Those people aren't getting sick if they are. They're coming back a couple days later. This isn't happening, man. Why are we telling people in May in Ohio we're not going to let you in a football game? If you are old, I will tell you right now, man, if I had respiratory issues, I've got a cousin right now who's young, and he has asthma, and it's pretty severe asthma. He's got to be really careful, man, absolutely, and I don't want to see anything happen to him. He's a huge Clemson fan. He drives up. He goes all the road games, all there. I mean, he's a huge fan. He doesn't need to be going to games right now. He's got a severe case of asthma. He doesn't need to be going to games. I've got a friend of mine who's, I'm going to guess, late 70s. In pretty good health, though. To my knowledge, I don't think he has got some eyesight issues. but it doesn't have any bad health. And that would be one I'd think about, but that's where you got to make your balance. That's what you got to choose from. Why are we telling people, if you're healthy, young, healthy, willing, able bodies, that you can't go to a football game? For the life of me, I don't understand this, man. And here's one of the arguments. Well, we don't want all this on our campus. Really? You got a better chance of getting struck by lightning if you're under the age of 24 than you are dying from coronavirus in the country right now. That's a fact. Less than 1 in 1 million people under the age of 24 or younger die from coronavirus. 1 out of every 700,000 people get struck by lightning. Why are we closing off, John? Why are we saying in May that we're not going to have open football stadiums? Why don't we let people make their own choice? I'm going crazy, man. I'm going crazy. I make any sense, John? You agree or disagree? Or you vehemently disagree with me?
No, I think you've got a lot of statistics that back your point. I think that it's...
Those aren't feelings. Those are statistics.
Yeah.
By the way, John, did you see this? The CDC now says that getting it from surfaces, you can't hardly get it from surfaces. We've been wearing gloves and disinfecting all this all over the place. Now they're saying, well, you're not very likely to get it from a surface. It's got to be human to human now.
Well, at least we've all got really clean homes and workplaces.
But at the same time, we don't have an immune system anymore because we're washing our hands all the time. We don't have germs anywhere. So now I'm telling you what's going to happen. We're going to get sick. We're going to get the flu more. We're going to get colds more because our immune systems haven't been able to fight off anything because we're washing our hands like crazy. Anyway, we can talk much more about this.
It's a pretty good impression of George Carlin there.
Thank you very much. I mean, how do you decide who gets in if you're going to let less than half the people into a stadium? I don't want to be that guy. Much more your turn, including some recruiting.